You're listening to WMUK. I'm Rebecca Thiel. Sometimes art can represent an escape from countries marred by tragedy or death. But art can also be a way to remember those places, too, and preserve what's good about them. That's been the goal of local artist Aurore Uwese Munyabara. She survived genocide in her native Rwanda. And now, through art, she shows off what makes her old country beautiful. WMUK's Robbie Feinberg brings us the story.
When you listen to Aurore Uwese Munyabara describe her childhood home in Rwanda, she makes it almost sound like a dream.
I vaguely remember the house I grew up in, but I just remember it was on top of a hill. There's like a mountain in the background, and the city's literally at your feet because Rwanda is a lot of hills. So it was always beautiful. I just remember sitting in my backyard in the evening, and you can see the lights down below you, and it was like standing on stars.
Munyabara remembers nights in that backyard, singing traditional songs and cooking meals that she still says are better than anything in the States.
Those are the memories I want to hold on to about Rwanda. Although, there were a lot of bad memories. For instance, I remember seeing dead bodies in the street. I remember seeing someone you thought was your neighbor trying to kill you. It's hard to separate it, but it's also, for me to move on from what happened, I have to keep that memory of the beautiful Rwanda, which it still is gorgeous. And what happened, it was just human nature at its worst.
That human nature at its worst, that was genocide. The mass killings of hundreds of thousands of Rwandans by their own government in 1994. Munyabara's cousins and friends were murdered. But Munyabara herself, only 8 years old, she escaped to the United States with her family. And over two decades later, she's formed a life here. Yet something strange happened about 2 years ago. Munyabara was going through a particularly stressful time, and as an outlet, she pulled out some paper and started to draw. She let her mind wander, and surprisingly, she ended up drawing the rolling hills of her original homeland.
And I'm thinking subconsciously, my mind just keeps going to that, and that's what wants to come out. I love colors, I love playing with them, but then when I try to play with them, that's what happens. I start drawing hills. I start drawing dancers.
Munyabara says she never knowingly said to herself, I want to draw Rwanda. And yet her homeland flowed out of her.
I don't know. I guess it's just so deep in me. It just has to come out some way.
Soon she was drawing large watercolor paintings showing Rwandan women dancing, full of joy in front of these gorgeous rolling hills. Munyabara says it felt natural to draw the landscapes of her childhood. She describes Rwanda as something like an estranged biological parent to her. She's been away for 20 years, and she still is somewhat afraid of heading back. The country still isn't safe, she says. And yet Munyabara still feels a connection with her home country.
I haven't been back since the genocide, and I remember vaguely leaving, like, buildings were burnt out, and there's, like, bullet holes everywhere. But that memory is so faint to me. I think I've let it just kind of go away and let this take over. Okay, yep. Here it is.
Munyabara shows me one of her works that depicts this tension between the violence and the beauty. The left side is similar to much of her art, depicting Rwanda's rolling hills.
But then there's this woman that looks like a blob of red, which to me I felt like represented the blood that was shed, whether it was man, woman, child. It was people living their lives like normal, living the dream, and then this horrible thing happens. And there's this inexplicable splash of like dark black and then reddish colors. And I think that was a disruption of us living a normal life, going through our day-to-day lives to this horrible thing happening. We're trying to get back to the beauty, and I think we've done a great job of doing that. What we need to do is make sure that this never happens again.
Munyabara hopes that by showing off that beauty and showing the bloodshed that nearly destroyed it, her art can help make sure it doesn't happen again. You can see Munyabara's artwork tonight from 5 to 8 p.m. at Kalamazoo's Black Arts and Cultural Center. For WMUK, I'm Robbie Feinberg.